At Christmas time, people often get depressed. I can understand that, especially if you haven't got much money or you're on your own. I think most older people agree that Christmas has become too commercial and our material expectations have escalated out of all proportion. I certainly feel this is the case since I was a child. It's wonderful to receive and, of course, give fantastic presents. But it's sometimes difficult not to notice other people's extravagance, and this can instill a feeling of being left out and not part of things. But if you look, the other man's grass is not always greener. We're all part of the vast human race, and being touched and affected by others, even at times total strangers, can mean more than any present. For instance, if we chance upon another's plight, it often makes us realise that our own predicament is not too bad, really. Sometimes the natural human goodness can shine through in the most unexpected way, and a single short sentence can take you by surprise. A while ago, I found myself watching a television documentary about a particular composer and musician. I'd not planned to tune in, and I knew nothing about the programme. I kept watching, not only to witness the heart-rending piano performances, but because the gentleman in question came across as one of those instantly likeable people. He was warm, mild-mannered and kind, someone you'd love to meet, shake hands with, even hug. I gradually began to realise something was wrong. It was a deep compassion that made me leave my supper abandoned in the kitchen, as it was revealed that a few years ago, the poor man's brain had been cruelly attacked by a rare virus. Although his piano playing was unaffected, it left him with a memory span of about 7 seconds. He was somehow able to realise that his wife was someone that meant a lot to him. However, he had to relive meeting her for the first time, over and over again. "What is love?" asked his wife out of the blue. Quick as a flash, he replied, "Zero in tennis and everything in life."